Welcome to the bonus Q&A session. The question is, do you announce the goal amount and the progress to the church? Well, the answer is yes. You want to be clear that you communicate along the way about the progress of the Christmas offering. Now, this doesn't mean you have to have a big Christmas tree in the front of the auditorium and then you turn on a light for every $10 that's given, but it does mean that once you determine your goal amount, remember that this should be a goal that you can meet and exceed, then let people know what that goal is. They need to know what that goal is. You know, we're all wired for a challenge, and knowing what the goal amount is may be just what it takes to motivate someone who hasn't given before, or someone who's in that in-between about whether or not they will give, to start giving. And it will teach them some lessons about faith along the way. As for progress, you definitely want to keep people in mind. You don't have to announce the exact amount raised every week, but you should make mention of it, of how things are going on a regular basis. And you can do this in different ways. You can do it through the Sunday service. You can do it through your email newsletters. You can do it through actual letters or packets that you mail to your church. But people need clarity. And every time you announce where you are in the progress, make sure you once again reiterate the specific causes and the purposes of the Christmas offering.